Hey, Parshat Devarim. Shabbat Chazon, Parshat Devarim. This year Tisha B'Av is really Shabbos, and it's being pushed off till Sunday. But the Nitziv has an interesting insight into what Moshe is telling Am Yisrael when he is giving his big speech and he's describing the history of what Am Yisrael has done until now. And one of the psukim, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Bet, he tells us that the Aretz Hazot Yarashnu Mirahi. We went and we got that land. Which land did we get? We got the land so far of Sifon and Og. And that land I gave to Reuven and Gad. So on page 2, says the Netziv, Yesh asum lev l'kol ha-sipor. Min v'nafal v'na'al ala tzof ha-sidra. Pay attention to all the psukim here. Why? Eiz a devar tochacha yitzok b'zeh. There's a very sharp critique Moshe Rabbeinu is giving them when he tells them this story. Ra'oi ladat de'ilu lo chilku b'nei Reuven b'nei Gad be'evar yardin lo galut chilu b'nei Gad b'nei Reuven. Had they not wanted to stay in Evar Yarden, outside of the original planned borders of Eretz Yisrael, meaning now that they're part of the extended borders of Eretz Yisrael, had they not tried to do that, they would not have gone into Galus first. They would have gotten into Galus together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. But as we know, what happened in the story is they went into Galus first, and later everybody else did. To Evar Yarden, Kedushata Kalam Eretz Yisrael, because that part of the land has a lower level of Kedusha than the main part of Eretz Yisrael. And also the power of Torah in that land isn't as strong. As we learned in Avodah Zarah. Okay, fine. In addition, Kfar Ramaz Moshe Lahem Omro, know about your sin that you will have. What sin is he talking about? So now we have to understand what a little bit of background. Says, what was Am Yisrael's big chait that led them into the Midbar? Kol zeh garam chait meraglim. Chait meraglim is what caused B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven to want to live in that part of Eretz Yisrael, which caused them to have lesser Kedusha and lesser Koach HaTorah, and caused them to go into Galus first. All that can be traced to chait meraglim. Okay, that's quite the claim. How so? So listen to what he says. De'ilu alu mikadesh bardeya derech edom l'Eretz Yisrael, had right after Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and Hashem destroys Mitzrayim for them between the Makot and Kriyat Yamsuf, and Am Yisrael takes care of everybody, and they defeat everybody. So everybody was afraid of them. So had Am Yisrael gone straight at that point, where would they have entered Eretz Yisrael? They would have entered Eretz Yisrael from the south of Eretz Yisrael. They would have entered it from what at the time was Eretz Edom. Eretz Edom would have been so scared of Am Yisrael, they would have just said, okay, you could go through. As we say in Az Yashir, as part of the Shira, right? Everybody was afraid of us. They would have conquered all of Eretz Yisrael, split it up equally into all the Shvatim, and then if they need to expand or want to expand, they would have gone to Eivor HaYarden. And there wouldn't have been a Galus, and there wouldn't have been all the other problems. Now, when they decided that they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael, the Huktu B'Siyah Karma, all of a sudden, wherever they went, when they decided after Hashem gave them said, no, you're going to stay in the Midbar, and they went and decided to go up anyway, and they got defeated in battle, yes? So, all of a sudden, nobody was afraid of Am Yisrael. They went from, oh my goodness, everybody beware of Am Yisrael, look what Kriyas Yatsuf, to Am Yisrael just lost in battle easily. So why should we be afraid of them? Hukal kvod umora Yisrael b'nei Edom. V'chein b'moav. Ad sheyigiyu b'al korcham l'sichon. Va'alah shenich mashu eretz zichon va'ov v'nechalik eretz ivra yarden v'nei gad v'nei ruven v'yatsa mashi yatsa. In other words, because they couldn't go to the bottom of Eretz Yisrael, they ended up having to go through all these other lands, and then they came to this really lush and fertile land up there where Sichon and Og, and they captured them, and they gave that land to Reuben and God, and everything happened from there. But they only ended up in that land because they couldn't go through the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. Why couldn't they go through the southern part of Eretz Yisrael? Because Edom was no longer afraid of Am Yisrael, and Am Yisrael wasn't going to go through Edom, therefore, because Edom was going to put up a fight. So they were forced to go into Eretz Yisrael from the northeast rather than from the south. Because they saw this lush, beautiful, fertile land in the northeast, they wanted to live there. So all the problems stem from what? From Cheder Meraglim. V'chol zeh tochecha ma yigia avon meraglim ma she'avon tzivev v'efsher lifnehem la'asot b'shmirat ha'talmud u'pilpula. So from this, we see Cheder Meraglim was one, it was a huge chet, had to be punished, all the generation had to be destroyed, all the next generation could enter Eretz Yisrael. But you think, what is the chet? The chet was, we didn't want to get into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, they were punished. Okay, you won't get into Eretz Yisrael, only your kids will. No. Cheder Meraglim was so much more. Cheder Meraglim at the same time was a Chilul Hashem, which is part of why those people had to be killed, because the only way to do kaparas for Chilul Hashem is death. But they caused the Chilul Hashem. Everybody was afraid of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is Am HaNivchar, chosen by Hashem. We can't mess with them. And then, because of Cheder Meraglim, that stature got diminished in the eyes of the world, in the eyes of Edom, in the eyes of Sichon and Og, and all the nations. And because of that, they couldn't travel through Edom, and they ended up choosing that other land. Because they chose that other land that they passed through first, so then their koch of Torah was less. And therefore, without Torah to protect their society and do what's proper, they were deserving of the galut eventually. And therefore, they were the first to go into galut. And there's a message here about ramifications of our actions. Sometimes it's not just the one ramification of doing one thing right or wrong, but one, you know, avera goreret avera. One avera, or one problem, one midah ra, one tchuna that's wrong, can sometimes lead us to make another wrong decision. They made one wrong decision not to enter Eretz Yisrael at all, so they made another wrong decision to decide to make that their home in Eretz Yisrael, in other words, outside Eretz Yisrael. Because of that, they didn't have everything they needed in Eretz Yisrael. The Netziv, this is really like a theme he has throughout the book. He talks about Moshe choosing to send half of Shevet Menashe to live with them on purpose, hoping to be Mashpi Aleyam. It's a theme the Netziv has throughout the Sefer. So I just gave you one source of it. The Netziv sees this throughout. But really, he sees there's a whole line of thought that messed up here. And it's not only Reuven and Gad at fault. It's all of Am Yisrael at fault, because it really stems from everybody listening to the Meraglim, the 10 Meraglim who said that we can't capture Eretz Yisrael. And all that led to them not being able to enter Eretz Yisrael the way they were planning to, and ended up with the downfall that eventually led to the Galut, which of course started with Reuven and Gad. So, again, this is Shabbat Chazon. We learn the lessons of that galut and this galut, and the zochet to be a kol tzedek.